Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, March 25th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with a busy night in the NBA. Milwaukee Bucks wrapping up a long West Coast road trip, and it was an empty trip as they fell to the LA Clippers 106-98. Blake Griffin with 27 points, 14 rebounds, leading the way. He said thankfully it was against the Bucks.
Man, that was an ugly one for us, so not much to like about it besides the W, but obviously, we'll take the win. I mean, to their credit, they played hard. Ramon Sessions was out there, you know, having fun with it. And, you know, we got to do a better job. But obviously, like I just said, we'll take the win.
Sessions with 28 points to lead the Bucks. Yeah, played a good game against a better team.
We fought. We came out. You know we laid an egg against Sacramento and didn't compete well. Tonight, you know, our effort was there. You know what I mean? It's the reason why they're one of the best teams in the West. You know, they close us out. As a young team, it's something we got to learn to do. You know, it's going to come one day, just a matter of when.
Bucks have dropped 8 in a row. They are 13-58 on the season. They'll come back home to host the LA Lakers on Thursday. Milwaukee hanging on to the worst record in the association, but barely. The Philadelphia 76ers are closing fast. San Antonio, a 113-91 win over Philly. Michael Carter, Williams, and the Sixers have dropped 25 consecutive games.
You know, I'm not really worried about, you know, the streak and what people talk about. We're just worrying about getting better each and every day. Of course, we want to go out there and win a ball game. But, you know, we got to, you know, keep getting better and, you know, hopefully a win will come.
It's one away from tying the all-time losing streak record in the NBA. At the top of the Eastern Conference standings, it's tightening up. Chicago Bulls beat the Indiana Pacers 89-77. Paul George and the Pacers have dropped 7 of their last 12.
You know, moving with energy, playing with some energy, and, you know, cutting off the ball. You know, everything has just been so lackadaisical, and, you know, that's going to get you beat. You know, we're putting too much pressure on ourselves to try to score on great defense in the half court.
And now Miami's only one game back in the loss column for the top record in the Eastern Conference. The Heat beating Portland 93-91. LeBron James with 32, including the final two. Game-winning layup with 11 seconds to go over LaMarcus Aldridge.
Well, I was thinking I'd get a bucket. You know, after their rally, L.A. rally, man, and, you know, I was able to get into the lane and be able to finish over a big fella.
Houston beat Charlotte 100-89. James Harden with 31. It was Phoenix 102, Atlanta 95. Big game for both teams as the Suns have tied Dallas for the 8th playoff spot in the West. Atlanta remains 2.5 games up on the Knicks for 8th in the East. It was Oklahoma City over Denver 117-96. Kevin Durant with 27. The New Orleans Pelicans came from 22 down to beat Brooklyn in overtime 109-104. Tyreek Evans with 33. Memphis 109, Minnesota 92. Detroit a 114-94 winner over the Utah Jazz. In college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers gearing up to head to Anaheim for the round of 16 in the NCAA tournament. The second-seeded Badgers will take on the Baylor Bears, the number 6 seed. But Wisconsin feeling good after that exhilarating come-from-behind win over Oregon Saturday night at the Bradley Center, 85-77, to reach the Sweet 16 round. And it proves, says guard Ben Bruss, that we're not ready to quit.
Do whatever it takes to not make it your final game. And, you know, I'm thankful to have such great teammates. And we all believed in each other that we could do it. And we went out there and we did it. 49 points given up in the first half to 28. That was just a battle of will and getting the job done. And did it with all these guys.
Badgers will meet Baylor Thursday night in Anaheim. Marquette in the market for a head coach now that Buzz Williams has left for Virginia Tech. There are reports Golden Eagles have talked with VCU head coach Shaka Smart, a Wisconsin native. Mary Ellen Gillespie, the new athletic director at Green Bay, says she wants to keep Brian Wardle, a Marquette alum, in Green Bay after leading the Phoenix to a 24-7 record and a bid in the NIT tournament. The Wisconsin Badger hockey team are ready to skate on the ice in the dance as a number one seed after beating Ohio State 5-4 in overtime to capture the first ever Big Ten hockey tournament title. Jefferson Dahl and the Badgers feeling good going into the NCAAs.
Just the way we're competing out there, I thought this weekend, you know, we did a good job like coming back in the third period there. I think, you know, everyone's playing to their role right now, playing to their strengths. You know, it was a good week to build off this past weekend and hopefully continue to do that.
Badgers will open as a top seed against North Dakota, former WCHA rival. Their opening round game in Cincinnati this weekend. To the National Hockey League, where the New York Rangers beat the Phoenix Coyotes 4-3 in overtime. Ryan McDonough scoring the game-winning goal, said he was set up by Dan Girardi.
You got to go to the net with your stick down. I didn't even really shoot it. It just bounced, rebound, hit my stick, and went right in for it. So it's a great shot by Danny. I knew he was going to get it on the net, and I was hoping that it would sit right there like it did.
Kings beat the Flyers 3-2. Montreal ended Boston's 12-game winning streak, beating the Bruins 2-1 in a shootout. Ottawa, a 4-3 shootout winner over Tampa Bay. Calgary gets by San Jose 2-1 in a shootout. Dallas, a 2-1 winner over the Winnipeg Jets. NFL news and notes. The owners' meeting underway in Orlando, Florida. Packers have been awarded two compensatory draft choices for losing Greg Jennings and Eric Walden through free agency. Green Bay will get a third-round pick, 98th overall, for Jennings signing with the Minnesota Vikings. Packers will get a fifth-round pick after Eric Walden signed with the Indianapolis Colts. That will give general manager Ted Thompson 9 picks in the 7 rounds of the draft, which is taking place May 8th through the 10th this year. Baltimore and the Jets each get a league-high 4 compensatory choices. Jets former starting quarterback Mark Sanchez likely to sign with the Philadelphia Eagles as a backup to Nick Foles after Mike Vick left Philadelphia to sign with the Jets to back up Geno Smith. And the Milwaukee Brewers open up their final week of spring training in Arizona. Had an off day yesterday, but the Brewers did formally request waivers on first baseman Juan Francisco. Manager Ron Renicki says he's got a lot more tough cuts coming.
The last day was always not a pleasant day for me. I'll try to not have those flashbacks when I'm doing that this year. Yeah, it's just a bad day. The last week is not good. There's a lot of guys that are going to be disappointed.
Brewers take on the San Francisco Giants in Cactus League action on Tuesday. They'll break camp and come to Miller Park to host the Kansas City Royals in a pair of exhibitions on the weekend before opening up the 2014 season Monday at Miller Park against the Atlanta Braves. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.